That is Fits in the Tantrums with Hand Clap on Clear 101. It's 7:11 now on a Tuesday morning.
And 64 degrees to start the morning off.
And it's time for a closer look at Clear's community.
And this morning we have Diane Kiter with us. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Fantastic. Friends of Music. I received my little flyer in the mail.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Exactly. It's that time.
Yes, we are in our membership renewal right now. So absolutely, everybody should be a member. There's no reason to not support this. I was just saying earlier, you know, if you want these kind of programs, if you want to support the arts, we need your memberships.
Exactly.
We need to have your support.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And membership is not that expensive.
Absolutely. The best value is to get a season membership, which is $50 for an adult, $25 for a youth or student. And that includes 5 concerts. So obviously you can do the math. That comes out to $10 a concert.
Which is, yeah, unbelievable when you think of what you're paying. And if you would go to one of these venues on its own, by itself, you would pay that much just for one ticket.
Easily.
That's for sure. Definitely. And there's also opportunities that you can be a supporter, like as a business.
Yes. So we do have donors, and we would encourage anyone who is able or willing to do so to consider donating to Friends of Music. We have different levels, so you can choose which level fits your budget. That gets you a little extra publicity through Friends of Music in our program, and we certainly very much appreciate the support we have received. We've had many donors step up and say, yes, this is important. I want to support Friends of Music in Columbus.
Oh, that's for sure. Now, Friends of Music has their new schedule out.
We do.
And who are the performers for this upcoming season?
Well, we've got a great mix. It's very exciting. I wish they were all, you know, here already, but
exactly.
I got to be patient. Starting this fall, we start with Brass Fire. So I just love listening to good brass. The trumpeter is fabulous. He actually has a connection with Canadian brass, so that's really kind of exciting. So that'll be our kickoff season concert.
And should we keep going?
Sure.
Okay, let's. Your next one.
7th Avenue. So a fun twist here, the person, Chris Rupp, who kind of started off the 7th Avenue, actually has ties with Home Free, which has been a very popular a cappella group as well, and you may recognize them. So if you're like, who's the 7th Avenue? They've got some legit talent connection to Home Free. So
wonderful. And then next on the list?
We have Frederick Shu, and he was here, we were trying to figure out how long ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, so you may have heard him, you may have not, but fabulous pianist, very talented. I know a lot of times people think, oh, piano, boring. Well, as a pianist, very low-level pianist myself, to watch someone with that level of talent play is just phenomenal. You just to see that ability is amazing.
Oh, definitely. That's for sure. And then let's see. We're still not done yet. We have a couple more.
We do. Next spring, yes, we will have the Jersey Tenors. And I think this is going to be a phenomenal concert. All-male vocal ensemble, guys' voices. There's just something about listening to a group like this, this quartet, that the songs that they do, the harmonies that they have, it's really, really a fun concert, and also just a neat mix of songs and catchy tunes, you know, things that'll get you moving.
Are they more in the vein of Barbershop Quartet, or maybe more like the Four Seasons?
The Four Seasons, yes.
Ooh,
yeah,
sweet.
So definitely fun stuff. And I know as we get closer, we'll be putting snippets of these, you know, on our Facebook page, and you can always catch these on our website, Friends of Music, ColumbusFriendsOfMusic.com. But yeah, that'll be a fun group for sure.
Awesome. And then we'll finish out the season
with Sons of Serendip. Again, you may go, who is that? Well, they were a finalist on America's Got Talent. So,
ooh,
you know, you think, who are these people that are coming? They are up and comers. So later you want to go see them individually, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. So see them while they're here in Columbus.
Oh, exactly. Well, we're going to keep Diane here in the studio and continue talking about Friends of Music.
We'll have more Community Spotlight coming up after the break on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. The Chainsmokers and Coldplay with something just like this on Clear 101. It's 7:23 now on a Tuesday morning.
And 64 degrees to start your morning off.
And we're back with more Community Spotlight.
And we're talking about Friends of Music, and Diane's with us this morning. And Diane, I know you have some new board members and some board members stepping off after their commitment.
Yes, so we'd like to say a big thank you to the board members who had completed their terms, actually in some cases two terms, which is 3 years each, Cindy Schwellenberg, Don Hymas, and Will Malosky. So a big thank you for all their work and effort over the years supporting Friends of Music. They said this is a priority. We want to be part of it.
Oh, that is wonderful. And some new people stepping up.
Yes. So we're very excited to welcome Beth Besch, Anthony Burnham, and Tim Tarnick to our board.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, Diane, do you ever need volunteers at your events to help?
Is this a trick question?
I was just wondering, sometimes, you know, maybe people could also be volunteers.
Absolutely. We do have people at the doors checking tickets and such. That's the board is very good about helping out and doing things like that. That's part of their role of being active on Friends of Music. But even now, doing membership renewal, need of volunteers, if there's anybody interested in selling tickets, to recruit, to look for potential donors, whether they are themselves, they want to see this continue in our community, we can always use help. So
which
please
is wonderful
reach out.
And we were talking about what a great value it is, 5 concerts for $50. You even get more than that because...
What a great lead in there. We have reciprocity concerts. So the way reciprocity works is if you are a member here in Columbus, Nebraska, you have your Friends of Music membership ticket, you can go to any of the 5 communities who also host these association concerts. And for sometimes a small fee, $5, $3, sometimes nothing, you can get into their concerts as well.
Which is amazing.
So
to
you just
multiply that.
Absolutely, yes. Exponentially. And every place has 5 to 6 concerts, so that's a lot of opportunity. Some may be the same acts that we have, so maybe the date doesn't work here. That works better. You can keep that in mind. Sometimes it's brand new stuff that we didn't get in our lineup that you say, let me go check that out. New opportunity. So
that is wonderful. So if you did not receive the form in the mail, Diane, for Friends of Music, how does one find out about who's coming to town for the performances?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, columbusfriendsofmusic.com, all one word. Or you can reach out to me directly. I have a cell phone for Friends of Music, 402-270-2255. We also have an email address, FOM, standing for Friends of Music, at megavision.com. So reach out, or to any of our board members, new ones, even the ones who just went off the board, they'd be happy to get you connected.
Oh, that's fantastic. And does one need to sign up by a certain time to be part of the Friends of Music upcoming season?
We are really hoping to have our budget lined up in the month of June, just so we have a little better control of expense and know that we've got the monies we need for the acts that we've booked. Obviously, we will invite all memberships throughout the season. It's always a great opportunity to be Friends of Music. So why not today?
Oh, exactly. Definitely. That's for sure. Great information. We want to thank you so much, Diane, for coming in and promoting Friends of Music.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure we'll have you on down the road to promote each one of the individual shows.
Absolutely.
You have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got music coming up and news at 7:30 on Clear 101.